Up on the sugya that we're talking about is the sugya mekach tois. Okay. So the.
Why is it taping?
It's going to be what it is. I don't know. So the the Indian that we want to talk about. It says reconnect.
Push the rectangle
where
it says
reconnect.
Okay. Oh, the Wi-Fi is not strong. So the sugya you were talking about is mekach tois. You find a mum. So if you find a mum in something, which is a defect in the product, and you want to return it. So we spoke about last week. Is there a limit? And what happens if you see the mum and then you use it? That's going to be the sugya today. Is there a limit? The first question is there a limit to the amount of time that you have to return the item? And we already discussed last week, by Einah, there is a limit. You can only return it which is a very short amount of time to evaluate the value of the chafetz. What about here? So you find the defect a year later. Is there any limit? So we already said last week, the first line in Siv Gimel, Hamoichel Echaver Karkoi Evidoi Behema Yishar Metatlan Nimtza B'mekach. Should be papers there. Nimtza B'mekach. Yeah, this is the one. Nimtza b'mekach mum shelo yada bo elakech machzir afil lacha kamashanim. So that's the first halacha. Shezeh mekach tois hu. Now the halacha that we want to talk about now is v'hu shelo yishtamish b'mekach achar sheyada b'mum. But there's one condition. You can't use the mekach. You can't use it after you know about the mum. Aval im nishtamish boy achar shera'a hamum. If you use it after you already saw the mum, harezem machal ve'ina yachal lachzer. This is a mechila. Mechila means you gave up. You forfeited your right to go back and undo the sale. Why? Because you used the item after you saw the mum. So the question is, what's the lumdus over here of this halacha? Why is it that if you use the item, you lost your right to return it? So, l'chayra, there's two pshatim over here. And the way to bring out the two pshatim is if you see in the Pischei Tshuva, there's a long two-column Pischei Tshuva, which we'll get to some of the points of it. But in the left-hand column, about five lines down, it says "Va'ayin b'tshuvas galya mesechta soif simin yud shekasa al-divrei mishna melech hanal tizedavkim adayin l'nishtamish aval im nishtamish l'shayich l'chalik b'zeh b'in yesh b'yodoy ein b'yodoy." He's talking about if you could have checked or whatever, but you used the item. "Dekivan de'im lo'in yispayis al-amum." If you're not willing to give up on the mum, lo'hayo rashay l'nishtamish boy, you wouldn't be allowed to use it. The Nikra Gazlan. Because if you would use it, you would be called a Gazlan. Why would you be called a Gazlan if you used it? Why would you be called a Gazlan? Because retroactively, it's not a sale. If you decide now that you don't want it, that you're utilizing your schus to be mevatel the sale, so now it turns out it's not yours. If it's not yours, it's his. If it's his, you're not allowed to use his item. And therefore, it's gzela if you're using it. Obviously, if you're using it, you don't plan on returning it, and you plan on keeping it, and therefore you're allowed to use it. Which, back to your Walmart thing, obviously, if you plan on returning it the whole time, it's straight up gzela. This whole kimta is when you have a room to give it back because there's a mum. But if there's, it's not being typhus.
Isn't that straight up Gnevas Das? Is that what it would be?
It could be more than Gnevas Das, Gnevas Momen.
Why? What's the difference?
But
by Walmart, they're not returning it because of a mum and mekach tos.
Right, but I'm saying you're not allowed to use something which is not yours. So you're not allowed to use something which is not yours. That's the point, right? So the
Did you know about the Walmart thing?
There's a lot going on here. I'm not sure exactly. Not sure exactly why this is not working.
That's a long story. Is that just Walmart?
Try again and see if it works. I don't think it's going to work. But okay. Anyway, we'll just do a regular, we'll just video it. And that's it. I don't know why it's not working. Okay, Shine. So, the, just do it this way. Okay, so the point is that if you're returning it, it's not yours. If it's not yours, you're not allowed to use it. You're shalosh lemidas. You're not allowed to use it if it's not yours, and therefore you'll be a gazlan. And the assumption by you using it is that you're obviously willing to accept it the way it is, and that's why you're using it. Okay.
Not really. Yeah.
What?
I'm using it because right now it's the best I have, but I really don't want to keep it. So shoshlo midas at worst.
Okay, so the okimta is that instead of being shoshlo midas, you're probably rather.
I plan on returning it. It's not really what I want. I wouldn't have paid for it. So, but now I'm stuck. I whatever.
Exactly.
It is. I'll use it for a few days.
So you're stuck. So you steal someone's thing.
So you're stuck.
If you're stuck, you're obviously planning on keep. So I'm willing to accept it the way it is, rather than be a ganif.
For 3 days.
No. Not for 3 days. So let's say you wouldn't have bought it, and someone's thing was sitting here, and you were desperate for one. Would you use it? No, because you don't. Usually yidden don't steal other people's things. And therefore,
I'm not saying you're allowed to do it. I'm saying at worst, it's just a shalosh lemidas.
No, so
when you planned on keeping it for Araya, and therefore you're Michael.
That's the point. Because people don't use things which are not there. So therefore, Chazal are going to say that Mistami is planning on keeping it rather than being a Gazlan. And Reb Moshe Feinstein writes in the Dibris that even if he says I am a Gazlan, ain't al demes matzav rasha, and we don't believe him. We say Yid wants to be a kosher, and he's planning on keeping it. He would rather buy it and not be Gazan.
The rabbi who spoke, who made the example about his sister with the blouse that had kerosene smell on it, wasn't that a little bit?
Oh, hold on. Let's get to one case out of it. Let's learn. Let's get the fundamentals, and then we'll get the case by case.
We're making nafkin whether it was used. So in other words, so I'm using it, but I have in mind that when I return this used item that I bought, that I'll pay the difference in the use because.
Let's figure that out after. There's going to be what happens if a case I used it. If there was a case that I used it, do I have to pay? So maybe. What?
Whether the item that you have was used or new, they sold you a used item versus a new item.
I don't think it makes a difference.
How much was the diminution?
That makes no difference.
Because that knows from the moicher that they're willing to take it back and resell it again used because they sell used products and therefore.
That doesn't make a difference. But you have to discuss it with them that you want to use them. You want to use it. So that's the Galia Masechta's pshat. I think the other pshat maybe. There's another pshat, l'chayra. It's not spoken out so clear, but l'chayra, the other pshat is that if you're using the item that has a mum in it, then clearly that mum doesn't bother you that much. Clearly that mum doesn't bother me. The point is I bought an electronic thing and it doesn't have a certain feature that I thought it had. Okay, now you start using it anyway. So look, l'chatchila, what have we gotten with that feature? L'maisa, it doesn't have that feature. All right, no. I'm using it, it's doing fine for me, so clearly I'm okay with the item without that feature, and therefore the halacha is that it's a mechila because you don't really care that much about that particular feature.
all the questions of Ones.
Okay, so now let's go through. Let's see if there's any nafkaminas between these two pshatim. L'chor, there's a whole bunch of different nafkaminas. So the first nafkamina is exactly what you said. It's all the way at the end of the Pesachei Tshuva, which is on the next page. I think it's on page... Let me see what page number. It's on page... page 4. Page 4 on the Pesachei Tshuva, on the bottom right column. It's underlined over there. It says, Oid nir len yazdaiti. Deishli estapik tuva bikr din zed, dim nishtamish im akoyne, hu meha hamoinim v'amei haaretz. She'enem yoidim klal midin im ishtamish boy. First question, what if you don't know this halacha? I don't know the halacha that by using it, I'm giving up my rights to return it. Number one. So, ma'achad ha'roitz al-achzir, ach moira hetu l'nafshoi, t'chol zman she'chaver lo hechzer ha'moi, since I didn't get my money back, I'm allowed to use it. But mikom hokam, I'm not moichal. I was not moichal, but l'maisa, I used it. So, the Pesachei Tshuva paskins on that case that L'chor, it doesn't make a difference. Chazal made a rule, they made a rule. We're not going to say you knew it, you didn't know it, it doesn't matter. What happens in the following case? This is what you said. I was on the way, I bought something for my trip. And I was on the way. Kigoinim kana sus v'nasa alav baderech. I was on the way and I wanted to travel and I bought a horse, I bought a car to travel with and I'm using it on my trip and it doesn't work the way I wanted to. So I drove back, finished the vacation and then I called up the seller, what's going on? So he wants to go back. He was mishtamish, but he was mishtamish with it because of an oinis. Which is the case you were mentioning. He was mishtamish, he had no choice. What's he supposed to do? He's stuck with it the way it is. So what should they do? Okay?
Anytime you bought something which you need now.
I bought something, I need it now, and now it has a mum.
I plan on bringing it back to exchange it, but in the meantime, I haven't got.
I plan on bringing it back, but I need it right now. So, am I an oinus or not an oinus? Well, there's a difference between if I'm an oinus or not. So,
most cases, you've got to use it a little bit until you're able to return it. You can't stop in the middle.
So he says here, "Ulani as daiti lechara pasher b'din arishon sheishtamish mechisar nidia ein yachalach." So see, Paskins, the fact that you don't know, we're not going to make a difference. But if you'll go down to where I underlined at the bottom of the column, be'ikra adaver b'ishtamish mekach oines lechara pasher devada yachalachzer. If it's an oines, you want to Paskin that yachal lachzer boy. That he could be chayzer, and that's kind of what you're saying, okay? Now, Rav, now let's think about the logic. If the svar is mechila, how do we explain the svar? Obviously, the mum doesn't bother you that much because you're willing to use it without the. You're willing to use it even though it has the mum. So then, obviously, if you're bederach, there's the only one you have. You're stuck. You're using it just because you have to use it. You have no choice. So obviously, there's no mechila on the mum. And that makes a lot of sense if you go with that svara. But if you go with the svara, that the reason why when you use something you cannot return it is because otherwise you'd be a gazlin. So Rav Kahan, who gave the shir originally, in his sefer, he wants to say that according to that logic, it would not work. You gave up your rights because I don't care if you're baderach. You can be the baderach all you want, but ba'inus, you don't become a gazlin. So if you have a choice, I'm ba'inus. I'm an oinus, I'm stuck somewhere. I could either steal someone's car or pay a lot for rental to use a car that I don't want. We're not going to assume that someone steals. So, Mamele, even if you're ba'inus, if you use it, you would not be allowed to return it. That's what he wants to taina. Which means.
He may not realize that he's being a gossip.
What?
He doesn't like the svar to say.
He doesn't want to use the svar of Moira Hatter. And he wants to taina that if you're oinus, we'll be telling the Galgi Masechta versus the other reason. Meaning, okay. Now the problem with that is that since it's a sfeika d'dina,
so you can say kimli.
So it would depend. So if you paid already, you may not be able to get back your money, because the moicha will say, I hold like the Gali Masechta, and therefore I hold you such a tzaddik, you would never want to be a gazlan. So therefore, yeah, I'm not going to give you back the money. Chas v'shalom, I should make you into a gazlan, right? And if you didn't pay, then l'chor you could say like the other Mishnah Melech maybe, and you could say the other way, and I'm not going to pay you, just take back the item, okay? So that's l'chor a very, very big nafkamina between the cases, okay? Now another nafkamina. What happens if you told the moicher? You call them up and you tell them, listen, it's not an oinus case. It's not an oinus. Okay? I don't have to use it. You call them up and you tell them, look, I bought this thing. I'm not making back to the store today. I'm letting you know right now, I'm not makbid on the. I don't like that you sold it to me. I found this mum and I'm planning on returning it. It's fine. So when you come back to the store next week, I'll take it back. You hang up the phone. Now, in the meanwhile, can you use it?
No.
What?
Whether it was a warrior or not.
It depends. If you say that the idea of using it is a mechila on the mum, so here it's clearly not a mechila on the mum because you already called the guy and told him you're makbid on the mum. So obviously, if you use it, you're still not going to lose your rights to return it because you've already told him that you plan on returning it. But if you go with the reason of a gazlan, you still can't use it.
But you change your mind.
So then, obviously, if you're using it, you're changing your mind, then you're planning on keeping it.
Right?
So by using it, I'm saying, yeah, you're right, I called him. But now, I'm so desperate to, oh, whatever, I'm in the mood of using it, you know what, it's fine. And I'd rather use it and not be a gazlan. So l'chayra, it would also be a nafkamina between the two reasons, would be in a case where you told him, and this is already mefurish, the Gali Masechta says, beferish, that even if you told him, you can't use it. And Machan Ephraim says that if you told him, then you could use it, and you don't lose your rights to
sin. At this point, why could you use it?
Why are you allowed to?
I'm not sure you're allowed to.
I'm not sure you're allowed to. But if you do, you don't lose your right to return it. L'chayra, once you tell the guy you're planning on returning it, you can't use it. But the question is, if you did, do you lose your rights? That's the point. Yeah, Inacham Rav Shafran's pointing out, it's Pasha, you're not allowed to use it, even according to the Machan Ephraim. Okay? Now, there could be another Nafkamina, or at least we could bring it, I don't know if it's a Nafkamina, but we have to speak it out in both Svaras. One case is, what if it's a Mum, which is such a big Mum, that it loses any value to the seller? In other words, what's the seller going to do with this? If some mumim, the seller will sell it for cheaper to the next guy. Fine. But sometimes it just doesn't have any value to the seller. So l'chayra, in that case, you're allowed to use it according to both reasons. Number one, it's not a gzela because the seller's not makbid. And number two, it's not a mechila because there's no way to be meichel it. Because I'm clearly not Michael, it's something which is not really usable. So therefore, clearly, there's no umdanan mechila in such a case.
It's not usable, so what are you using?
I'm using it, but it's not sellable. You can't sell it like that. No one's going to buy. If someone's looking for this type of phone, they're not going to buy it without that feature. It just doesn't make sense. It's not really sellable. It's sellable as a recorder. It's like, you can't use it. You can't use the phone. But I could use it as a recorder. No one's buying it as that, right? So it doesn't really have much value to the seller at that point. So, Mimela, you know, it could be that in such a case, like both Shitas, if you use it, you would not lose your rights to return it. Because it's
who
such a...
Well, who says that?
I saw that in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas on Chosha Mishpat. Says that. And he says that it's true according to both reasons, I think. Now, there's a very interesting exception to the rule of Ishtamshus. It's brought in the Pischei Tshuva, but it becomes more alive in a Tshuva in Igros Moshe. Igros Moshe has a nice Tshuva about this. The Tshuva is a case, it was written back in Russia, Reuven sold Dagim l'Shimon. Shimon lives in Slutsk. Yeah, I thought the only person who lived in Slutsk was Reuven Cutler, but okay. So apparently they sold fish over there. So there was a fish salesman in Slutsk, and he bought fish from this guy Reuven, and he got the fish, and the fish was low quality fish, mekulkalim. So he didn't know what to do, because he clearly wanted to return the fish. But he was concerned that by the time he returned the fish to Reuven, it would be totally not sellable. So it was a lower grade fish. It was on its way out. He couldn't sell it in his own store. But what he figured was, he'll sell it quickly, wholesale, whatever, he'll sell it quickly at a lower price. And then he'll go back and say, look, just give me the difference. So he made a sale item, buy one, get one free, you know, whatever. Quickly sold all these fish. And he called up the guy and said, I did a grace of tover for you. I got rid of your fish, so just, you know, at half price, just send me back half the money. And the guy says, what do you mean? It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you use the item, it's mekach tois. You lost your right to mekach tois. You sold it. So first of all, you used them for selling. Second of all, if you didn't like it, you should have returned them to me. Well, what are you selling it for? So he says, no, but if I would have returned it to you, by the time I got it back to you, then I was concerned that they would get spoiled completely. Im hadin im mi. Does the seller have to give back half the money, or does the buyer have to swallow it because he didn't let him know?
The seller has to give it back.
What?
It's a shavuot paid up for the
seller. Yeah. So Mila Nesivis Paskins, and Ramosha brings in Nesivis, basically, that his das was to return it. Once he returns it, it's not his anymore. Now it's the seller's. Now you become a shomer aveda. You're a shomer. It means that you're guarding his thing. The halacha is, if a shomer aveda is permitted to protect the owner from further loss, even if he's going to sell it without permission. So your thing is going bad, and I'm watching it for you. I'm allowed to sell it for you, at least protect your loss. So since I already decided I was returning it. It's back, it belongs to the owner now, it belongs to the seller. As a shomer aveda, he has permission to sell it. Memela, he sold it as a shliach of the seller, and the buyer has right now to demand back half the money. So much as psak. In Chosh Mishpah Chelek Beis, Simen Chof Aleph Ois Yud. So that's how Igros Moshe Paskins, that shaila, so that would be a limitation to the din of Shimush, that Shimush would not be considered a mechila in a case where, fakir, what your Shimush is really doing is protecting him from further loss. Okay?
The wholesaler claimed that he wasn't given an opportunity to go back to his wholesaler also, though.
Okay, so this is a case I really wanted to, as I was preparing, so I came across that shaila. And then I couldn't find now where, so I couldn't. I have to get back to it next time. But the shaila that he's asking is that we spoke out that there's no statute of limitations on this. But what happens if, because the buyer waited so long, now the seller lost his chance to do whatever he could have done with the item? Not because it went bad, but because he has an agreement with his seller that he can't go back to him for more than... He has an agreement with his wholesaler. The retailer has a deal with the wholesaler that he can only return defected items for 2 weeks. So now he sold it. He doesn't have that deal with the buyers. The buyer comes back and says, I found a mum. When did you find it? Well, I found it right away, but I didn't bother telling you for a month. And it says, Shulchan Aruch, I can come back to you after a month. Yeah, but if you would have come to me right away, I could have gone back to my person. So you were going me a loss by not coming back to me. So I saw someone talk about it, but I don't have the source right now.
Is that his cheshmer?
No, it's not his cheshmer.
What
agreements he has with a...
Rabbi Forsheimer has a whole tshuva on this. If it's a grumma, But maybe it's more than a groma. Maybe b'chiyai gavna, if it's just a groma, you're potter. So he has a whole tshuva on it. It's a long tshuva. And I didn't get to finish reading how he passed it. So I want to go back to it. But Rabbi Forsheimer has a tshuva on this case. There's a real case like that. So, but by the way, there is one limitation to the time, or there is a certain type of mechila, which is based on the sma in Yud. The sma says in Yud, says who adin im hayadav shalakech yochol hafchinu la'alter ki en sheicholim lenasoisoi ulatoyamoy, something you could take for a test drive or you could taste it or something like that and you didn't, then the sma says you lost your rights to return it. Now everyone says what the sma means is you could have tested it out before. You could have tested it out, what?
Before you bought it.
You could have tested it out before you bought it. Before you bought it, it was easy to check, and you didn't, then clearly you don't care. In other words, I'm offering you a taste test. And you're like, no, that's fine, I'll just take the bottle. And then it's you don't like the taste of it, or it's a spoil. What do you mean? I offered you the chance to check it out. If you don't care, then clearly, then you're Michael. Obviously, there's a lot of exceptions to that. For example, if the reason why you didn't is because the guy told you, take it for a test drive, but trust me, there's no need to, it's in perfect condition, and the guy assured you that there's no need to test it, so then it's not a mechila by the fact you didn't test it, okay? Now, one other very geschmacka case, two more nafkaminas, okay? One is like this. We're going to learn later that there's certain cases where the mekach tois is such that you can't break the deal. You could just force the person to fix the problem. It's a very fixable problem. So it's a defect which is fixable. So when you go back to the guy, can you break the deal or you just demand him to fix it for you? Okay? So for example, you bought a car and now you drive around the car and the car has bad tires. Okay, so he's not gonna move out till the sale. He'll put on new tires. Okay? Very simple. Right? So there is such a taina, we're gonna learn later, Zion, Ches Test, different cases where Zion primarily that you can demand him to fix it. So what happens if before you demanded to fix it, you kept using it? So the bad tires, and I kept driving. So do you say there's a mechila there?
No.
What?
Yeah, because you still pay for the car, and you're still using the car, so that's the only way you could use the car.
So let's go like this, one step at a time. If you go with the machin, if you go with the galia mesechta, that you're a gazlin, then in this case it's clearly not mechila, because you're not planning on returning the item. So the item is yours, so you're clearly allowed to use it. You're allowed to use it. So there's no mechila. So according to him, for sure there's no mechila. The question is according to the other pshat. The other pshat is that there's a mechila on the mum itself. If it really bothered you that much, why are you using it? The answer is, what?
It's drivable.
It's drivable. And I'm not mechila it. I just didn't get around to telling you, probably. So l'chora, in that case, the Minchas Yitzchak says that l'chora there's no mechila on something that you're planning on keeping, and you're just the tain is to fix it, not to demand a bittul on the sale. If it's a bittul on the sale, you should go right away and ask for the bittul on the sale. But if you're going to demand him to fix it, you can demand him to fix it even if you've used the item. Other nafkamina is like this. What happens if you're peshea and you basically damaged his item? You basically damaged it.
After
you found out the mum, you realized it was a mum, and then you damaged it. So the halacha is you got to pay for the damage, okay? But I don't want to pay for the damage. I want to, that's not the issue. And the shaila is that the seller says, you saw that it was a mum. You didn't come back to me. Then you damaged it. Clearly you treated it like it was your own. If you were planning on returning it, you wouldn't have damaged it. So, l'chora, this is a nafkamina between the galia mesechta and the other pshat. If you say the reason why, when you use something, it's mechila, because otherwise you'd be a ganev, so if you damage something after you realize it's a mum, so you'd be a mazik. It's the same thing. So l'chora, you'd rather own it and not be a mazik. So l'chora, if you damaged it on purpose, after you realized you lost your rights to return it. But according to the other pshat, damaging it is not a raya that I don't care about the mum. So I can still return it, I just have to pay him for the hezek. And the chora, this comes up in Sif Yudal.
You're damaging on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, but there you use the item in the normal way. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you use it in an abnormal way. You did something which is crazy. And because of that, you damaged it. So, l'chora, it depends on these two pshatim. If you use it in the normal way, then even according to the Gali Masechta, you used it before the mum or after? I'm talking about after.
Afterwards.
Okay. So, I'm not talking about use. After you found the mum, you were mazik it, l'chora would depend on these two pshatim if you lost your rights to mechila. By the way, if you do use it in a way that's not mevatel your rights, for example, you used it b'oinus. You use it behind us, and we're going with the pshat that you could still return it. You have to pay for the use.
What if the use brought no loss to the owner?
So that gets into zenen of zilei chaser, and if it's kaima la'agra, it's complicated. Most things, there's wear and tear. A common thing, you know.
Like, but, let's say you this table, there's no wear and tear for using a table for an extra day or two. Is,
right, right. Economy. So if you pay for the use. If the use is very cheap, then there's nothing to pay for. But if you pay for a car, so there's a value. You use the car for 2 days, there's a value to using a car. Right? I mean, it's a marketable item. You could rent it. So you could rent tables also. So something which is a marketable item that has a market, it's called Kaimi La'agra, and it could be that you could charge them for that. So it could be that even if you won't be mevatel the rights by using it, you would still have to pay for the use. Okay, next week there's not going to be a share, but we'll continue the week after.
One question. It's before Purim or Pesach, and you want to make sure there's enough wine. You buy cases of wine. And you say, look, if we have two left, we'll just return the unopened bottles to the store. Is that incorrect?
I'm not sure that's incorrect.
Because maybe you're taking a supply away from somebody else who would buy it.
I mean, you're planning on using it.
Planning on using it, but if you don't use it, you want to be able to bring it back.
Okay. I think that the store would be masking to that.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Lunch stack?
I did 25 minutes. The dining took me 20 minutes and I had the whole pack all built and I even did a Mishnah by myself.
Rabbi, I won't be able to make it tonight.
Okay, fine.
I know you're going to be really disappointed.
Well, I just need a head warning so I don't, for preparing.
Yeah.
But, okay, just okay. Letting me know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's a good topic, this topic.
Yeah, it's a good topic.
We've never, I never touched this topic. It's really pretty interesting.
Okay, be well.
How are you?
I had a personal case come up, and I don't. I need to have a shiloh about it for you. Yeah.
Personal this?
Like, yeah, this.
Okay.
A razor, like an electric razor that I used out of town. And that one, I bought it for the purpose, not only this law, of returning it out or using it for one piece.
Yeah.
And I got it, and I used it in the middle of using it right after I noticed that it was not what I would have wanted at all if I were even going to get it for myself. It was like, it was a very weird product, not for the face that I didn't realize I was getting. But I used it, and so then at that point I'm just going to return it. But I used it another one more time a week later, and then I returned it after that. So a couple questions here. One is,
it from a Jewish store or not a Jewish store?
Target.
Okay.
But I guess
so you shouldn't buy something I'll ask to use and then return. That's not honest.
That I wouldn't do again.
Gosh, this is not honest.
But even though, let's say I did have the intention to keep it, and then it was this wrong product afterwards, and then I would use it another time, it really wouldn't bring any loss. It would be a design tester, because it's not going to rent out a razor. They're going to still have the same product.
Yeah. Correct, but